This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
I'm Martin Strong. Welcome to Vancouver Consumer. Are you thinking about some renovations to your home? Well, then our guest this afternoon has some great advice. We'll talk to Graham Hugue from the My House Design Build team on how to do it right. But right now, it's a look at the consumer news headlines from the past week. More sticker shock at the gas pumps in the Lower Mainland, with prices jumping over 20 cents a liter in the past 4 days. Many experts, many stations around Greater Vancouver are posting just under $2.20. And what the experts are saying, unfortunately, is that's the direction we're headed for a while. Paul Pasco is an oil and gas consultant based in Calgary, and he says he expects gas prices across the country to go up in the weeks and months ahead as people get back to work and school and demand goes up. And this probably won't surprise you, but BC had the highest rate of unaffordable homes in Canada in 2021. That's according to new data just published this week by Statistics Canada. According to Stats Can, most of the blame goes to the high rents that people are paying to live in or near downtown Vancouver. Our unaffordability rate was at 25.5%, but we were closely followed by Ontario, which was right behind us, listed at 24.2%. The province also led the country with the highest amount of people renting instead of owning. Shipments of this year's flu vaccine are showing up at pharmacies and clinics all over the province as they get ready to administer the shot. Vice President of Pharmacy and Healthcare Innovation at London Drugs, Chris Chu, says final preparations are being made behind the scenes so you can book an appointment for the flu shot in early October. He also says You can get both the flu vaccine and a COVID booster shot at the same time. In the meantime, the new bivalent COVID-19 vaccine is being offered to those getting their COVID booster shot right now. As the province previously announced, invitations are being sent out based on people's risk and age, as long as it's been 6 months since your previous shot. To get an invitation for your COVID booster shot, you have to be registered with Get Vaccinated BC, immunizebc.ca. That's the website, immunizebc.ca, for more details. Do you like to wake up and grab an actual newspaper that you hold in your hands in the morning? It's becoming less and less common, and now readers of the Vancouver Sun and Province will have to go without a print edition of the paper on Mondays. You can still find it online, it just won't be printed that day. That news this past week from Post Media, the company that owns many of Canada's big daily newspapers. They announced that 9 of those papers, including the Sun and Province, as well as papers in Calgary, Edmonton, Ottawa, and Montreal, won't be going to print on Mondays anymore. Post Media is also quick to point out that there are no job cuts tied to these changes. The Pizza Hut on Robson Street in Vancouver's West End has a couple of new pizza delivery people. Hugo and Raja are prompt, polite, and they're robots. They're pizza delivery robots. Actually, they're 4-wheeled pizza delivery vehicles. Right now, they're part of a pilot project from Pizza Hut Canada, so they'll have a person following them to keep an eye on how things are going, but they'll essentially be doing it everything themselves. You might see them crossing the street at Robson and Bidwell as they can communicate with the stoplight so they know when to go. They're only a couple of feet high with a white container body on 4 wheels. A little yellow flag sticks up at the back to help make them a little more visible. They also have a little screen that tells you that they're on a delivery. And this is Vancouver Consumer. I'm Martin Strong. And when we come back, the BC Home Show is coming up starting on the 20th of October. And our next guests will be a big part of that, answering questions and giving great advice for those looking to do some renovations to their home, whether it's big or small. We'll talk to the folks from the My House Design Build team next. I'm Martin Strong. This is Vancouver Consumer on CKNW.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Strong. And you know, there's a lot of different reasons to renovate your home. I mean, sometimes you just have to. Maybe it's a safety issue or something that needs repair. But no matter the reason, renovating your home is always a smart choice. There's lots of reasons for that. First off, it adds value to your home. It can increase the functionality and efficiency of your home. But mostly, it improves your quality of life. So when you're thinking about renovating your home, maybe it's a new kitchen, a new bathroom, maybe a completely new build, you want to get the most from your money and you want to do it right. And that's where the My House Design Build team comes in. Georgie Award winners as BC's best renovator for 7 years running, winner of the Haven Award for the past 2 years as Renovator of the Year. And it's all there on their website, myhousedesignbuild.com. You can also call them at 604-MY-HOUSE. They're the people who have the expertise in every aspect of home renovations, from the planning stages and development permits to the finishing touches. People who see your complete home, even if you're just changing one part of it. And with me now, from the My House Design Build team, Graham Huge. Hi, Graham. How are you?
Good morning. Boy, it's fall already. You know, everyone's, those that have kids, they're back in school. It's sort of like the new year, except for the fall, at least for us, I feel that way. So excited about this time of year.
Yeah, I feel like it's the new year in a lot of ways, because we had the autumnal equinox this past Thursday. So it was officially the beginning of fall. And I think people really do, I do, my whole mindset changes. So I guess a lot of people start thinking about what's to come. And I guess a lot of people contact you at this time of year wanting to do something to their home. Would you say that's true?
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot going on in the construction industry as a whole. We've definitely gone through a very interesting couple of years, and difficulties for a lot of people. But the construction industry has been very, very active. And single-family home renovations or new construction or townhouse or condo renovations, all of that is very, very busy. People call us right this time of year talking about next year. That's what a lot of people are looking. They're saying, okay, next year in 2023, I'm looking to do, and then they share some of the things, some of the ideas that they have, and we get the planning started. That's the most important thing to realize, is things take more time to plan and to be ready for your renovations. Most projects are going to require some sort of a permit. That might be something simple, like an electrical permit or a plumbing permit. Even replacing your furnace and upgrading energy efficiencies will require probably electrical or gas permit, for example. But most projects, as they develop, maybe you end up wanting to renovate a kitchen. You mentioned that earlier. And you go, I'd really like to change the functionality of my home. How can I get more use out of the space that I have? Maybe this wall needs to be moved, or maybe the kitchen gets moved slightly to a different location. Well, those now may trigger a building permit. And the building permits in all of the Lower Mainland and all the municipalities are taking a lot longer today than they were pre-COVID, for sure. So planning, getting ready for permits, getting in for that permit, and then making all of your decisions, that's the most important thing. Leave plenty of time, have extra patience to go through that planning stage.
And certainly planning is a huge part of the My House Design Build team. And I mentioned earlier that you see the whole house and, maybe you're doing a small renovation, but you keep in mind you may be doing another renovation next year or the year after. And I should mention the webinars, because Kitchen and Baths is coming up this Thursday, September 29th. And these webinars go from 7 p.m. to 8:15 p.m. And you can go to myhousedesignbuild.com and register for the webinars. They're absolutely free. And you have ones on high performance renovations and custom homes, also condos and townhouse webinars. But this Thursday it's kitchen and bath. So I guess a webinar like this is a great way to start. Maybe you're thinking about doing something. and you can sit down, you can have some questions answered, but it's kind of a nice way to dip your toe in, right?
Well, yeah, and you get to do it from the comfort of your home. I always start the webinars and encourage people, you know, get a beverage that you enjoy, sit in a comfy chair, you know, make sure you have good Wi-Fi signal so you can see and hear all the things we're going to talk about, because we do a very interactive, a very multimedia type of discussion, and it is a discussion. People give us questions prior to starting. We invite people to share their questions about their specific types of situations that they're looking to get answered. We try to address those questions during the webinar. And then at the end of the webinar, we also leave time for additional questions that may have come up and have a bit of an interaction with people. And it's a great, comfortable way to get those initial questions and understand what's the process. And we, in each of the webinars, we talk about what's the process. So kitchen and bath, we talk about whether it's a main family kitchen, maybe it's a secondary kitchen, maybe you're looking to add a kitchen in a basement. A lot of people today are, you know, they're cocooning. They're finding out that maybe they're going to have kids moving back in with them, or parents are going to move in with the kids, but maybe they want to give them a separate space, or maybe it's a rental space they're looking to create. So adding kitchens, bathrooms, or whatever it is that you're looking to plan for your home, there's lots of different layers for us. We try and talk through what that process is.
And that kitchen and bath webinar is this Thursday, September 29th. It goes from 7 p.m. to 8:15 p.m. And if you contact the My House Design Build team on their website, myhousedesignbuild.com, you can register for it. It's absolutely free. You can also call them 604-MY-HOUSE. And from the My House Design Build team, we're talking to Graham Huguet. Some of the other webinars are high performance renovations and custom homes. We've talked a lot about those things, and it's pretty cool. And also condos and townhouses. Maybe you have a condo and you're wondering, can I do anything? That's October 13th. The high performance renovations is October 6th. And like I say, Thursday, it's the kitchen and bath webinar. So when someone is thinking of doing their kitchen, I mean, it's such a common thing. Everybody, I mean, the kitchen is so important to the house. What are some of the questions you get? And what are some of the maybe misconceptions that people have when they first start looking at renovating their kitchen? What do you tell people?
Well, one of the misconceptions might be that that all of your cost is going to go towards cabinets and countertops. And yes, that is definitely a big piece of the cost of redoing a kitchen. But, you know, even if you are going to keep everything exactly in the same location, meaning your stove is going to be in the same place, the sink's in the same place, everything's in the same location, but you're going to what we would call re that kitchen, you've got flooring. You're going to have some lighting. Maybe you're going to make some lighting changes. That's probably the biggest thing people look forward to, is getting rid of maybe that sunshine kitchen ceiling or the fluorescent strips or whatever they might be already having, and having better efficiency in lighting. They're going to have maybe backsplash. There's going to be painting, drywalling. There's going to be more than just the cabinets and the countertops. But the biggest thing I think people ask us about is, how can I improve the functionality? How can I make my kitchen feel like it's bigger, or I have more room? If you think of how most people entertain, and they have friends or family come over, they pour them a glass of something, and everyone ends up in the kitchen. They all end up talking around while someone's trying to cook. And so functionality and making a space more enjoyable and more maybe open, maybe how to create a more open functional space, that's probably the biggest thing people are asking us for and looking to enjoy. And if you can change the functionality of that room or functionality of your home and the use of space, you increase the value even more. It's not just about having something new, like new cabinets, new flooring. It's about changing how things function and bringing them up to date. And we live differently today than the houses that we live in were intended for. You know, even a home that was built 20 years ago, they were designing and planning that home for how people lived then. And we've changed. We've definitely learned, and I'm sure you would agree, like since COVID came on and we've gone through this situation where everyone was forced into their home more and spending more time at home, we've realized our home is our sanctuary, and we do a lot of things in our home. We don't just cook and eat in a kitchen. I mean, people are doing they're working from home. They're doing schoolwork from home. They've got more people like close to them. Their family is closer to them, and so yeah, we treat our homes differently today than we have in the past, and so that's what people are asking us about.
Yeah, it's so true. Many years ago, we renovated our home, which is a very old home, built in 1910. And we did that sort of open plan, the open kitchen, opened the kitchen to the dining room. And when I look back, when my kids were little, so much of my memories of dealing with the kids was in the kitchen. And it was where everything happened. And I mean, it was the best thing we ever did.
You talked about talking about with homeowners, maybe projects they might be doing over the next few years. So when you are thinking about a particular room, like the kitchen, I encourage people, think about what you're going to do in the next 5 years with your home. And if there's other things you're considering, plan it now. Get it on paper. Get the plan in place so that you can sort of see the layers unfold, what you might be doing first, what you might be doing second. Because there's things that you will do perhaps now in preparation for those future plans that will save you a lot of money, a lot of hassle, and more importantly, you're able to think it through. And then it's a more cohesive plan. Unfortunately, I see lots of people do little projects, and they think of what's this project I'm going to do, next year I'm going to do this project. They haven't thought it through as a whole, and it looks like a house full of projects. And, you know, you want to maintain the value with what you do. And often a best plan is the best value to start with. You actually get great value from having a good thought out plan from professionals who do this all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking to Graham Huguet from the My House Design Build team. MyHouseDesignBuild.com is the website. And you can also give them a call, 604-MY-HOUSE. And if you go to their website, you can sign up for one of these webinars. This Thursday, September 29th, it's the Kitchen and Bath webinar. Thursday, October 6th, it's High Performance Renovations and Custom Homes. And then Thursday, October 13th, it is the Condo and Townhouse webinar. And I look forward to talking to you when we come back about the questions that people in a condo might have, because probably a lot of people think they can't do very much to that condo. They feel they're sort of a slave to the strata council, but there's a lot more that you can do. And also, Graham, I want to talk to you about the Fall Home Show that is coming up on Thursday, October 20th. Now, the Vancouver Fall Home Show, I think for a lot of people, it's almost like the beginning of hockey season or football season or something like that. It's a time that people just love in the city of Vancouver. So that's all coming up when we talk more with Graham Huguet from the My House Design Build team. And as I say, you can go to their website, myhousedesignbuild.com, or call 604-MY-HOUSE. We'll have more with Graham when we come back right after this.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Strong, and we are talking to our friend Graham Huguet from the My House Design Build team. You can find them online at myhousedesignbuild.com or call them 604-MY-HOUSE. It's an easy phone number to remember, 604-MY-HOUSE. And we're talking about the webinars that you can register for. They're absolutely free. If you go to the myhousedesignbuild.com website, there's one this Thursday. It's the Kitchen and Bath webinar. And then Thursday, October 6th, it's High Performance Renovations and Custom Homes. And then Thursday, October 13th, it's the Condo and Townhouse webinar. So register for one of those. It's a great way to just get started with your renovation. Maybe you're just thinking about it, but you can go. It's fun. And Graham is always a hoot. And so you can sign up. But I have to ask Graham about the Vancouver Fall Home Show. It's happening Thursday, October 20th. And my House Design Build team are always a big part of that. So I guess it's a pretty exciting time of year for you.
It is, and it's going to be at the Vancouver Convention Center. So for those who maybe have been to the Spring Home Show, which was at BC Place this last spring, this one's at the Vancouver Convention Center. I love it. It's so much more intimate there. The layout is really accessible for everyone. It's a great location. People love going there. They might come after work if they work downtown, or the ability to go out for a bite to eat, or it's just really a great location. But also the feel of the show is differently. There's a main stage, and we will actually be presenting some different topics and talking about the design and building process for renovations and custom homes there. But we will have our design staff there, so you can come down. Lots of times people will bring photographs, or they'll bring a little drawing, or they just engage us with what they're thinking of doing, and it's a great place to meet us, get a feel for the type of people we are, and you'll see that all of our staff are so passionate about what they do. Everyone has their specific role, but everyone's very, very passionate. And you know, in our name, you'd think it would be common knowledge. What do you do? Well, it says design, build. Well, that's because we do design full house. In-house, we take care of everything from architecture to interior design, kitchen planning, all the millwork and cabinetry design. We take care of lighting and mechanical design. So that's like designing heating systems and electrical systems. Even landscaping, so planning your outdoor plans for whether it's a backyard adventure or it's an enclosure of a deck or whatever those things are, we take care of all of that. And then we also, in-house, we take care of applying for and dealing with the engineers, the permit process with the various municipalities, and then, of course, our whole construction team in-house. And so we take care of it from start to completion, and it's great to meet some of those people. Who are those people I might potentially interview? And that's what I encourage people to go and interview companies, find out what their credentials are. What are the things that says they are who they say they are, and what their professional background is? You mentioned earlier in the first half, you talked about some of the awards that we've won, and we're very proud of those awards. The biggest one that I'm proud of, though, is Renovator of the Year for the last consecutive 7 years. We've also been BC Home Builder of the Year, Custom Home Builder. But we've also had many awards for small projects like Best Small Bathroom Renovation, Best Small Kitchen Renovation. We even won an award put out from a local newspaper, Best Renovation on a Budget. And so no matter what your budget is, no matter what size, coming to the Vancouver Home Show or the webinars that we have is a great way to find out who we are and how we work and how we think and see if we're a fit for what you're wanting to do.
Right. And the one thing about the My House Design Build team, there's no shortage of good ideas, of new ideas. And the home show is a great opportunity to just kind of hang out. And like you say, bring some photos and you can talk to some of the designers. You can talk to Graham and who knows, they can give you some great ideas, things you didn't even think about. And I guess there's a, you know, like, I didn't know I could, you know, move that there and then maybe I can open this up. And it's all about ideas and the exchange of ideas. So at the home show, go to the Vancouver Fall Home Show Thursday, October 20th. Make sure you go and talk to the folks at the My House Design Build team. And you can
I want to mention that we've got tickets too. So if you are looking for tickets, reach out to us through our website or call us, and we have tickets available. If you're looking to go to the home show, feel free to contact us.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea. So go to their website, myhousedesignbuild.com. And you can also phone them at 604-MY-HOUSE. And we mentioned the webinar on Thursday. It's Kitchen and Baths. And then Thursday, October 6th, it's High Performance Renovation and Custom Homes. And when you're talking about high performance, you're talking about energy efficiency. And when you're talking about energy efficiency in BC, you're talking rebates. And this is something that we should bring up because there's so many rebates. And I guess sometimes people don't even know what the rebates are, but you're pretty well versed in what's out there when it comes to rebates, right?
And, you know, that landscape is always changing too, and it is complicated. And I wish anything that was offered to us, whether it's through the utility companies, through the local municipality or the provincial government or the federal government, was easy, but they don't make it really that easy. But we try and help homeowners understand what's available, help them make right choices. Sometimes you spend more money to get a rebate for something. I mean, but it's important to know that you can get rebates for everything from appliances that you purchase to efficient fireplaces, like gas fireplaces, if they're high efficient and they're a certain type. And then as you upgrade different areas of your home, for example, the heating and the cooling of your home, you know, that's really important to know that there's many different rebates depending on what direction you might be going. So it's really important to talk to the right people to make that decision. Don't just replace a furnace or add a heat pump, because there's so many layers to what's available. And then a big part is just making your house more energy efficient overall. So we actually are a certified net zero company where we help people plan a house to be where they the energy they consume, that they could perhaps create energy to offset that through like solar. And there are rebates available and grants from the federal government towards even involving solar power into your home. And then insulation and windows and exterior doors, that's a huge part. And so you can get a rebate per window that you add or change in your home, depending on the energy efficiency of the type of window that you're installing. And there's at least 20 different manufacturers locally in Greater Vancouver. So where do you start? How do you know which one is what, and how does that fit with your home? We help guide you. We don't push you towards any one particular manufacturer. We consult with people. We let them know what's in the marketplace, what the costs are, what the differences are, so they can make a choice. And of course, which ones qualify and how they qualify for different rebates and grants. And I mentioned insulation. And so as you're renovating your home, you can increase the quality of the comfort of your home. And boy, in these last couple of years, one of the biggest things people have asked us for is air quality. How do I make sure that when I come home to my sanctuary, I have good air quality? And with people with so many concerns about, say, respiratory issues, maybe asthma or allergies, people maybe don't realize you can change the air quality in your home to be equal to or even better than a hospital's air quality. And you can make your home truly your sanctuary, where you have great air quality. You don't have those issues bothering you in your system. It's just about thinking through and planning what types of equipment I want to have to make sure that I have that filtration in my home. And a lot of those things have rebates.
Yeah, and it's just a fact of life now, dealing with bad air quality. We just went through that with all the smoke that was in the air. Also, the heat in the summer, because when I was a kid, the idea of having air conditioning, nobody had air conditioning, but now it's becoming a very common thing, and there's no excuse for your home to be either too hot or too cold, or some parts of the house to be drafty. If you think about it, holistically, like the My House Design Build team does, your home can be comfortable in every corner of that house, right?
Yeah, no matter what your project that you're considering, some people are thinking of kitchens or bathrooms, or they're thinking of renovating their basement, or they're looking to put an addition on. Whatever that is, that's the time to think through, you know, how is my efficiency of my electrical? How is the heating, cooling, like you just mentioned, air filtration? Can I increase the quality of the windows that I have, or the insulation? That's exactly the time to think those things through. And we do come from a more holistic approach when we sit down with people. We don't try to encourage people to spend more money or do a bigger project than what they're planning, but we try and give them input so that they can ask the right questions or get the answers that maybe they don't even know that they're seeking when we go through the process of planning and design and thinking through what their project's going to be.
And in the last couple of minutes that we have, just quickly, on October 13th, the webinar is condos and townhouses. And people who are in condos, they might be surprised at what they can do in terms of renovations, correct?
You know, yeah, exactly. Our website is full of photographs, but we also have a great section on feature videos. I encourage you, go there, watch some of the videos, whether it's videos of homes or videos of townhouses and condos, and gather ideas, because there's so many different things that you can do in a strata building that a lot of people aren't aware. One of the biggest challenges is lighting. A lot of, especially in concrete buildings, people have a single light bulb or a single fixture in the middle of each room. And you can change and add additional lighting. And so go on, come to that webinar or go onto our website and take a look at some of those ideas. And we can show you how to transform your condo, your townhouse, whatever that is, whatever building that you're in currently.
Right. We're talking to Graham Huguet from My House Design Build Team. And if you want to say hi to the team, maybe run into Graham or talk to some of the designers, go to the Vancouver Fall Home Show. That's Thursday, October 20th, because Graham loves to talk to people about their homes and give them ideas and maybe get them started. And then, of course, go to their website at myhousedesignbuild.com, and you can sign up for one of their webinars. The next one is Thursday, September 29th. It's the kitchen and bath webinar. Just a great place to start. And then Thursday, October 6th, it's high performance renovations and custom homes. And then Thursday, October 13th, it's the condo and townhouse webinar. And that's all at the website, myhousedesignbuild.com. You can also call them at 604-MY-HOUSE. Well, thanks, Graham. It was great to talk to you, and I guess we'll see you at the home show.
We look forward to talking to you again soon. You have a great weekend.
All right. Graham Huguet from the My House Design Build team. When we return, food inflation is out of control, obviously, but there are a couple of food items that are actually holding up pretty well when it comes to keeping their prices down. I'll tell you what those food items are when Vancouver Consumer continues right after this.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Strong, and I don't have to tell you that prices at the grocery stores are up. In fact, our food prices in Canada are rising at the fastest pace they've risen in more than 40 years. But there are food items that are still a good deal. For example, bananas. According to Statistics Canada, average retail prices for bananas have remained relatively the same. At $1.68 a kilogram, bananas are one of the few fruits that haven't been hit hard by inflation. Stats Can shows year over year in August, the cost of bananas rose 3%, with other fruits like apples and oranges rising 11.8% and 18.5% each. Why is that? Well, people around the world eat bananas. They're very popular. And that global market demand has led to what economists call a vertically integrated supply chain, with farmers being supported by multinational companies, which all often control their own shipping methods. For example, the Dole Company, which has been in operation since 1851, founded its own shipping line in 1993. This included specially designed ships equipped with their own cranes to move stuff like bananas in and out of those ships. That might not seem like a big deal, but it allows Dole to use ports that are a little less sophisticated in the countries where many of these types of fruits are grown. They don't have to rely on the sometimes less efficient cranes that the ports have on the docks, and it makes loading up the ships more cost effective. And it's just another example of getting ahead of supply chain issues. But that's bananas. Actually, it's the prices of other out-of-season fruits and vegetables and bakery products that are bananas. Those prices have been steadily on the rise. But there are more bright spots on the grocery aisle, as well as bananas. For example, a food item that you might want to look at, tofu. While not the sexiest of food items, tofu is a high-protein, plant-based product which has only gone up in price slightly in the past 15 to 20 years. Plus, here in Canada, tofu is locally produced, so they have less problem with the supply chain issues. And you might say tofu is gross. It's flavorless. Not true at all. If it's cooked right and with some good seasoning, maybe some sauces, tofu can be pretty good. One more way to keep your food bills low that doesn't involve tofu is to invest in a deep freeze. Experts say frozen fruits and vegetables will continue to be a product that is less affected by supply chain issues. And now that you're hungry, I'll tell you, this is Vancouver Consumer on CKNW. I'm Martin Strong, and when we come back, it's the consumer news headlines of the week and more bad news for people who love to read the newspaper the old-fashioned way, with paper that you hold in your hand, at least on Mondays. Anyway, that is next after the news on CKNW.
The proceeding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.